Meditations for Blessings, Health and Prosperity, Part 3. Psalms 112, verse 3. Wealth and riches are in my house. God's righteousness in me endures forever. Psalms 112, verse 4 and 5. Wherever I go, the light of God in me lights up all darkness. I am gracious, full of compassion and righteous. I lend to those in need and show favor. I guide all my affairs by the Spirit of God with discretion. Psalms 112, verse 6 to 8. I shall not be moved, for I abide in Christ forever. I am righteous and an everlasting remembrance. I am not afraid of evil tidings. My heart is fixed in trusting the Lord. My heart is established. I am not afraid, and I see God's desire upon enemies. Psalms 112, verse 9. I have dispersed. I have given to the poor. God's righteousness in me endures forever. My horn is exalted with honor. Psalms 116, verse 1 and 2. I love the Lord. I call upon Him as long as I live. Psalms 116, verse 6 and 7. The Lord preserves me because I am simple, and He has dealt bountifully with me. Psalms 116, verse 9. I walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Psalms 116, verse 13. I take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Psalms 116, verse 15. I am precious in the sight of the Lord. Psalms 116, verse 16 and 17. I am the servant of the Lord, and I offer to Him the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Psalms 118, verse 17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Psalms 118, verse 24 and 25. This is the day which the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord heals me and sends me prosperity. Psalms 119, verse 1 and 2. I am blessed because I walk in the law of the Lord. I am blessed because I keep His testimonies. I am blessed because I seek Him with my whole heart. Psalms 119, verse 4 to 6. I keep His precepts and statutes diligently. I have respect up to all His commandments. Psalms 119, verse 9 to 16. I have cleansed my way by taking heed thereto according to his word. I hide his word in my heart. I meditate on his precepts. I will never forget his word. Psalms 119, verse 18. My eyes are opened, and I behold wondrous things out of his word. Psalms 119, verse 25. God quickens me according to his word. Psalms 119, verse 28. God strengthens me according to his word. Psalms 119, verse 46. I speak of his testimonies before kings, and I am not ashamed. Psalms 119, verse 62. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto the Lord because of his righteous judgments. Psalms 119, verse 63. I am companion of all those who fear him and those who keep his precepts. Psalms 119, verse 65. The Lord has dealt well with me, his servant, according to his word. Psalms 119, verse 72. The word of God is better to me than thousands of gold and silver. Psalm 119, verse 97. I love the law of the Lord, and it is my meditation all the day. Psalms 119, verse 98. God, through his commandments, has made me wiser than my enemies. Psalms 119, verse 99. My meditation is on God's testimonies, and I have more understanding than all my teachers. Psalms 119, verse 100. I keep God's precepts, and I understand more than the ancients. Psalms 119, verse 130. The entrance of God's word gives me light and understanding because I am simple. Psalms 121, verse 2 to 4. My help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. The Lord will not suffer my foot to be moved. God who keeps me neither slumbers nor sleeps. Psalms 121, verse 5 and 6. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. Psalms 121, verse 7 and 8. The Lord preserves me from all evil. The Lord preserves my soul. The Lord preserves my going out and my coming in forever. Psalms 124, verse 8. My help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Psalms 125, verse 1 to 4. I trust in the Lord. I am as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abides forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so is the Lord around me, my wife, my children, and my ministry forever. And God, even God, do good unto me, as I am good and upright in heart. Psalms 131, verse 2. I have behaved and quiet myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Psalms 133, verse 1 to 3. It is good and pleasant for I, by God's grace, do bring my brethren to dwell together in unity. It is the precious ointment upon my head that runs down to my neck and to the ends of my garment. The Lord commands the blessing upon me and the whole family of God, even life forevermore. Psalms 134, verse 1 and 2. I bless the Lord. I stand by night in the house of the Lord. I lift up my hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. 135, verse 5. I know that the Lord is great above all gods. Psalms 136, verse 1. I give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercies endure forever. Psalms 138, verse 1, 2, and 8. I praise God with my whole heart. I praise his name for his loving kindness and for his truth, for he has magnified his word above all his name. The Lord perfects that which concerns me. Psalms 139, verse 1 to 3. The Lord has searched me and has known me. He knows my downsitting and my uprising. He understands my thoughts afar off. He compasses my thoughts, my paths, my lying down, and is acquainted with all my ways. Everywhere I go, the presence of the Lord is there. Psalms 139, verse 14. I praise God, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalms 139, verse 17. God's thoughts are very precious unto me. Psalms 139, verse 23. God searches me and knows my heart. God tries me and knows my thoughts. Psalms 140, verse 13. I am upright and I dwell in God's presence. Psalms 142, verse 5. The Lord is my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Psalms 142, verse 7. The righteous compasses me about, for God deals bountifully with me. Psalms 143, verse 8. The Lord causes me to hear His loving kindness in the morning, for I trust in Him. Psalms 143, verse 10. The Lord teaches me to do His will, for He is my God. Psalms 144, verse 1. God is my strength. He teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Psalms 144, verse 2. God is my goodness, my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, and my shield. Psalms 144, verse 12. My spiritual sons are as plants grown up in their youth, and my spiritual daughters are as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace. Psalms 145, verse 2, verse 19 and 20. I bless the Lord every day. He fulfills all my desires, for I fear Him. The Lord preserves me, for I love Him. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 2 and 5. I incline my ear unto wisdom. I apply my heart to understanding, and I understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God, for God gives me wisdom. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. Wisdom enters into my heart, and the knowledge of God is pleasant unto my soul. Discretion in the Lord preserves me, and the understanding in the Lord keeps me. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. My heart keeps God's commandments. Length of days, long life and peace are added unto me. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. I bind mercy and truth upon my neck. I write God's laws upon the table of my heart. I find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. I trust in the Lord with all my heart, and lean not unto my own understanding. In all my ways I acknowledge Him, and He directs my paths. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. I am not wise in my own eyes. I fear the Lord and depart from evil. The fear of the Lord is health unto my navel and marrow to my bones. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. I honor the Lord with my substance and with my first fruits of my increase, and my barns are filled with plenty. plenty. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 18. God is a tree of life unto me, for I lay hold upon his wisdom. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19 to 21. I do not let God's wisdom and understanding depart from my eyes, for by wisdom he founded the earth, and by understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down dew. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 21 and 22. I keep God's discretion and sound wisdom, and they are life to my soul and grace to my neck. This is the end of part 3. Please continue in part 4.